Who better to tell the story of a career that lasted more than 60 years than the man himself? Chris says it all started with his work as an actor in Minnesota.
I belonged to a little theater group. I used to do a lot of acting. I was in the St. Paul Civic Opera. I was in Oklahoma and Kiss Me, Kate. And I worked for a radio station in Minnesota. And a friend of mine had a kid's show on Channel 11. And he called me and he said, they need a director here. Well, I didn't know anything about directing, but television was so new, no one else did either. Not only did I direct shows, but I became Joe the Cook. And Joe the Cook used to talk real funny like this with an accent. I'd say, hey, Casey, I got a beautiful lunch for you. Come on in. There was another fellow who had a cowboy show on Saturday, and I went on his show as a character called Chuck Wagon Chuck, the old-timer.
Hi, Buckaroo buddies. Say, hey, we got a Jim Dandy of a Hopalong Cassidy movie for you.
There was another guy, he was Captain 11, and he quit, and he went to Hollywood. That was Jim Lang. You know Jim Lang, the dating game? So he told me, he said, Chris, why don't you become Captain 11? So that Monday, hi, Rocket Rangers, welcome to Captain 11, today's man of the future. So I was this crazy guy, Joe the Cook, Chuck Wiggenshut, and Captain 11.
After all that, you'd think becoming JP was a no-brainer, but he had a secret to reveal.
There was someone else who was JP Patches.
He says that guy quit and tried to take the Patches name to another station, but Channel 11 owned the name.
And my boss came to me and said, you have to be JP Patches to protect the name and the program. And I said, no. I said, I didn't want to put all this makeup on. And he says, you have to. And I kept saying no. But he said something that convinced me. He put his hand on my shoulder and he said, how do you like working here? An immediate success. So that Monday, I became J.P. Patches.
J.P. was only on the air in Minneapolis-St. Paul for about a year.
And then Fred Kaufman, who was my boss, came to Seattle to put Channel 7 on the air. He called me and he said, come on to Seattle. I liked him so well. I came out here for less money, believe it or not, and did J.P. Patches. The very first show, Channel 7, had on the air was my show. It was February 10th, 1958.
And he stayed there for nearly 24 years. After that, it was the personal appearances that drew hundreds and sometimes thousands of Patches pals to see him, especially his final appearance at the Monroe Fair last summer, something JP never really expected.
I really was thoroughly, really surprised and honored. You couldn't help it. It only happens to very few people, and I was very fortunate I was one of them.
And every Patches pal I've ever talked to says they were fortunate to have him in their lives.
Memories that linger, tender and true, bring back fond memories, JP and you.
Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.